Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're following breaking news of those barges breaking loose on the Mon River this morning.
So we go to the United States Coast Guard here in Pittsburgh. Lieutenant Sean Simmerall joins us. Lieutenant, good morning.
Good morning.
So what can you tell us about these barges that have broken loose? Where are they?
Well, we've got reports coming in that there was up to, and maybe more, we're trying to confirm the number. The report was for 12 barges. There was an elision with the Liberty Bridge that caused them to break loose. They are now as far down past the west end, or some reports have them on the back channel. They are currently being corralled up by other tow boats in the area that are assisting. And right now I'm working with our other government agencies, River Rescue, just to get on-scene reports to verify what bridges have been hit and struck, and what, making sure that all the barges are still afloat and there's none that we can't account for.
As a result of this, at this moment, the Liberty Bridge, Panhandle Bridge that carries the T, Smithfield Street Bridge, Fort Pitt Bridge, West End Bridge, and the McKees Rocks Bridge are all closed. Now, you say on the back channel down past the West End Bridge, that would that still put the McKees Rocks Bridge in jeopardy?
Well, we don't have any confirmed sightings that are past the west end, or as far down as the McKees Rock Bridge. But right now, we're waiting for engineers to attest to the bridges. So as far as right now, the Coast Guard is recommending that no mariners, no vessels transit underneath any of the bridges until we can confirm that all are safe.
What are these barges carrying?
Right now, the report is for coal. I don't have any reports of any other product.
We saw a little video clip from KDK TV, and it appeared to be coal on those barges. So they seem to be fully loaded. And do you have any idea how long it's going to take for them to assess whether bridges were hit and if they're safe or damaged?
I don't have a time estimate right now. The Coast Guard is currently responding. We are sending investigators and inspectors on scene to assist. But as far as the safety of the bridges, that will come from the engineers from the various PennDOT and rail companies that own these bridges to get them assessed.
And of the 12 that were on this tow that broke loose, how many have been corralled?
I don't have current reports of the numbers, nor do I have reports that we have confirmed that it was only 12.
Well, we appreciate the update. Obviously, a fluid story, no pun intended. Lieutenant Sean Simmerall, the United States Coast Guard here in Pittsburgh, appreciate your time and good luck.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.